You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Now we're going to talk about an app that's taken off here. Pay attention, it goes quickly. It's what we're talking about today when you and I interact with the world of tech.
Today we're going to be showing our friends the basics of technology. This is Tech in Real Life.
Meg Kramer is a producer for Marketplace Tech and our guide to tech in real life this week, and our resident millennial. Welcome, Meg.
Hi, Lizzie.
I'm using that descriptor for you because we're going to talk about Snapchat this week.
Oh, I love Snapchat.
I know you do. And we're talking about it this week in part because it keeps coming into the mainstream consciousness. Vanity Fair, Condé Nast, storied media brand, sent Snapchats from inside its very fancy Oscars party. So they're like these little disappearing messages. People felt like they were hanging out with Beyonce on the couch.
Yeah, and the pictures are not fancy either, right? If you look at them, they're kind of grainy. They're not very well lit. It looks like the kind of bad smartphone picture you might take at a bar or a club or something like that.
As if these are your friends.
Right.
Okay, so why is this appealing exactly?
I think it's appealing because there are so many glamorous pictures of Beyonce out there. It's interesting and especially exciting for younger people to see pictures of celebrities that look like pictures of their friends.
Explain to me then, how do you use Snapchat? What do you do with it? You use it all the time.
Oh, I use it every day. I Snapchat more than I text. So basically the way that
this works... This is a sentence that wouldn't have existed a few years ago. I Snapchat more than I text. Okay.
You use the app to take a picture or shoot a short video, and then you send it to somebody else who uses the app. And they have only 10 seconds to look at it before it basically disappears forever, which in some ways makes it more like real life than other kinds of communications technologies.
I recognize that if there are teenagers listening to this, they are laughing at me because this is the golden teenager demographic that people want, right? 13 to 25, this is the Snapchat demographic?
Right. Most of Snapchat's users are between the age of 13 and 25.
But there is big money here. Bloomberg reported last week that Snapchat could be worth how much money?
$19 billion.
Okay, so connect these dots for me. That makes no sense. How is this worth potentially $19 billion?
I don't think it's hard to make the case that Snapchat is a valuable company, even though the thing that it does seems totally frivolous, right? Like you just...
It's ephemeral.
Yeah, you send a picture, it only lasts 10 seconds. Maybe you have drawn a mustache on it. But consider all of the other things that Snapchat does. In the last year, the company has added person-to-person money transfers, sponsored content, branded channels, all of which will be great ways for it to make money farther down the line.
The flip side of this, of course, is that perhaps the very fact that you and I are having this conversation could mean, oh dear God, Snapchat is no longer cool.
Right. And the fear here is that Snapchat will, like Facebook, become so mainstream that all of these trendy millennial kids won't want to use it anymore. There's all of this sort of pressure to present yourself in a way that limits the way that you use the tool. I don't think that will happen with Snapchat.
Why not?
I think that there is room for everyone on Snapchat. And it's because your network of contacts on Snapchat is so narrow. It's not a portal to the internet. It's just a portal to somebody else's pocket. And that communication is private. If Facebook feels like your high school reunion, this feels like a VIP room.
How are companies and brands using Snapchat now? And where are they thinking about taking it in the future?
Snapchat recently added this Discover feature. So all of these channels like CNN, Cosmopolitan, Vice, ESPN have their own channel that they can use to broadcast whatever they want to all of Snapchat's users. And so I think that brands are just starting to experiment with what it would mean to have an audience on Snapchat in the way that they have an audience on Twitter or an audience on Facebook. And we're going to start to see more of that coming to the foreground, I think, in the next couple of months, over the next year, as they realize this is the way that we can use these content streams to sell ads or market our products.
As someone who went through the first dot-com wave, I have to raise a very skeptical eyebrow at this, though, and say, really? billions of dollars for disappearing picture messages and massive companies putting money into this. It all sounds a little insane.
You could compare it to another hyped messaging app, which would be WhatsApp. Facebook paid $19 billion for WhatsApp last year. WhatsApp has 3 times as many users as Snapchat. But I think one thing that both of these apps have in common is that there is room within a very simple framework for them to add new functions. If Snapchat proves that it can sort of expand to accommodate new things that people want to do with apps like this, it can almost begin to prove its value. And that's what that $19 billion is about.
Meg Kramer is a producer for Marketplace Tech. Thank you so much, Meg.
Thanks, Lizzie.